Tell me about the Weiser Field Guide to Witches.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. Weiser is one of the first oldest metaphysical publishing houses. And still, I mean, I'm prejudiced, but one of the finest. And they have this field guide series, and it's just a lot of fun. The Field Guide to Witches has historical witches and, you know, real living witches and witches in the movies and witches in comic books and Harry Potter, and it's a fun book. I think out of all the books I've written, and this is, I think, like a sixth or seventh book, this is the one I had the most fun writing.
Can men be witches? They're called warlocks, aren't they? Or is
that's
that not
controversial?
Well, really?
Yes. Well, the first question, can men be witches? And the answer is absolutely. Absolutely. Men, you are not left out. The only prerequisite to being a witch is being human. That's it. If you are a human being, you can be a witch. You can be smart. You can be mentally challenged. You can be thin, fat, old, young, as long as you're a human being. That's really the primary, the only thing that you really, the bottom line, is that witches are people. And historically, there have been many accomplished and powerful male witches. Among them in the Weiser Field Guide to Witches is a man called Christian Day, who is currently very influential in Salem. And Christian prefers the term warlock. It is a very controversial term, and that's currently controversial.
Why?
Because of the origins of the word. If you think that the word comes from a Scottish origin, it means oath breaker. And in the days when, imagine the time when Scotland first became Christian.
Okay.
A lot of people converted very willingly.
Sure.
But then there were holdouts, people who didn't want to but didn't have a choice. And they swore an oath, but they were taking their chances. You know, they swore an oath to become Christians.
It's like what's going to happen to us when we don't take chips in our hands.
Right? You know, they swore an oath, but they kind of had their fingers crossed behind their back. It's very similar, let's say, to the crypto-Jews of Spain. You know, they're sort of hoping that the situation would blow over in a few years, but it didn't.
But
the oath they broke was to the church. But it's a negative word, and it kind of raises some hackles. It's used in the movie Bell Book and Candle. The Jack Lemmon character is identified as a warlock.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, kind of sticks in their craw, for a lot of people. But there's a whole other school that says it comes from Norse origins, and it comes from a word related to ward, to ward something off, and it's intended to mean a guardian of the community. And so you'll find a lot of people who practice Nordic spiritual traditions, Nordic magic, and they like the term. But it's a fighting word in a lot of communities.
Who are some of the other famous witches discussed in the Weiser Field Guide?
Oh, well, male witches, Gerald Gardner, Aleister Crowley, Dr. Leo Martello, Sybil Leake, who, I don't know if you remember Sybil Leake, she was on every talk show. When I was
yeah.
a kid, I
oh,
just
yeah.
loved her.
Yep.
She was so much fun. Marie Laveau.
Is there a witch in there by the name of Gundella, whom I knew in Detroit? She's passed on now.
No, but maybe there should be.
Long time ago. She was great. She was fun.
Yeah?
She was fun indeed.
Oh, I'll have to look. No.
Gundella. That was her name.
I have another book. I have an encyclopedia of witchcraft. And when I was finished, I was so sorry at everyone I had to leave out, because it's such a vast topic, that I was so happy that I could write this field guide and have completely new material in here. And I'm ready to write a whole other one. I mean, because look, here's another witch. She should be in a book.
Some people confuse witchcraft with being a Satanist, don't they?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Big difference. There's no completely different. Satanism is one thing and witchcraft is something completely different. Witches are also intended sometimes to indicate followers of the Wiccan religion. Also, not Satanists, completely different. So when Christine O'Donnell is talking about a Satanist altar, that may be, you know, I don't know what she's doing in the cemetery, but or wherever they were, but that has nothing to do with witchcraft. Witches may, you know, there are all kinds of witches. I know Christian witches, Jewish witches, atheist witches, Wiccan witches, heathen witches, witches who follow all sorts of goddess-oriented religions. There's a very, very wide variety of witches, but they are not devil worshippers.
And they don't turn kids into gingerbread.
No, no, even though it's tempting sometimes. No, they don't.
If someone wants to be a witch,
yeah,
not just for Halloween, what do they do? Where do they go?
Read everything you can get your hands on. And there are so many books now. It's completely different from when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you'd pick up any book you could possibly find on any kind of tangentially related topic, and you were so happy to get it. But now, oh, there's just this vast library of books. Go and learn from classes. Go and learn from other people. Everything is sort of related to witchcraft on some level. Mathematics, you know, there's a lot of numerology. There's nothing you can learn that will not be useful to you. The primary thing is to get a great education. The word witch derives from a root word that is related to wisdom and wise. So we're the wise people.
Boy, did people get the wrong impression when they hear that word, huh?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what would you say to a parent whose kid comes home from school and says, Mom, Dad, I want to be a witch. I'm going to practice witchcraft. You know, the parents would freak out. What would you say to them, the parents?
You know, the irony is that my kids, they have friends who are so excited about the fact. They say, oh, wow, you know, look at your parents. And, you know, my kids are so laissez-faire about it. It's not interesting whatever your parents are doing. You know, it depends on the kid. There are kids who throw words around to shock their parents.
Yeah.
You know, so again, what do they mean by witch? But a lot of people, myself included, have a calling towards the magical arts very young, and it's sincere. And what I would say to them is learn alongside your kids. You know, see what they want to learn. Learn alongside them. It can be a partnership. Witchcraft is a really wide topic. It's broad. There are many ways to be a witch. Not everyone practices in the same way. The ultimate goal of witchcraft is to make your life better. It is to take control of your destiny and to improve your life. And that's a good thing.